USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to forecasters, Tropical Storm Isaias will likely remain its strength and not reach hurricane status once again. But that hasn't stopped the residents from getting the supplies they need to ride out the storm. Holly LaSalle-Ricci lives in Juneau Beach and says finding items on store shelves was difficult.
So you see a lot of people and a lot of aisles that don't seem to have much toilet paper and paper towels and sort of pre-pandemic-like situation in there.
Robbie Berg with the National Hurricane Center in Miami has more on others who will be affected.
Hurricane warnings for the east coast of Florida have been downgraded to tropical storm warnings. It really does look like all parts of the east coast will feel some effects of the storm. It'll just vary from location to location, whether it's the wind, the rain, or storm surge.
Florida officials lifted a storm watch for the state's eastern coastline. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With coronavirus cases soaring in many states nationwide, the debate in Washington over a new relief package to help those affected is now taking center stage. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke on ABC.
We put on the table a proposal. Let's extend it for 1 week at the same rate while we negotiate so we don't hurt the American public.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke on ABC's This Week.
I say to them, talk to President Trump. He's the one who is standing in the way of that. We have been for the $600. They have a $200 proposal, which does not meet the needs of America's working families.
A massive wildfire continues to spread over Southern California. KCZB-TV's Hermali Agawe.
This is an explosive fire. It's fueled by a lot of brush here that hasn't burned in a long time, is what fire officials have told us.
More than 7,800 people have been evacuated from their homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The FDA is blaming red onions from a company in California for an outbreak of salmonella that sickened nearly 400 people. The agency said the infections in 31 states had been traced to Thompson International in Bakersfield, California. The company is recalling all of their onions, red, white, yellow, and sweet. The FDA said that if consumers, retailers, or restaurants are unable to tell if their onions are from Thompson International, they should throw the produce out. The Public Health Agency of Canada is also investigating a salmonella outbreak that has a similar genetic fingerprint to the one in the U.S. Of the 369 reported illnesses, 59 people were hospitalized. There have been no deaths so far linked to the outbreak. California had the most cases at 49, followed by Montana at 33 and Michigan at 23. The vice presidential vetting process is picking up speed as Joe Biden prepares to pick a running mate. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee has a list of women that appears to be getting shorter each day. Among the top contenders, Senator Kamala Harris and Congresswoman Karen Bass.
I don't think you can go wrong without one of them. So I do believe that Biden will, with his voting, his vetting, and his heart and head, do what is proper.
Democratic Senator Jim Clyburn on Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.